What a wonderful day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm thankful we can today. No matter what's troubling us in this life, and we've all got problems and got troubles on every hand, and things going seem like against us and all that, and they are. But I'm glad we can have peace and joy and contentment. Oh, I'm leaning on the Lord. And I have to. I don't know about you, but I'm persuaded you do too. These times I just have to lean on the Lord and ain't got the strength to stand up and hold up. But you know, those trying times is when our roots grow deep. In the dry times, it comes a plant, naturally speaking, the roots grow deep. They won't grow, the roots won't grow when it's plenty of rain. They'll just sit right on top of the ground. And the winds come, they'll blow over. Storms. But the dry times that we go through, the trials and the tribulations, it makes us get rooted and grounded in the rock. The foundation that we got under us, it'll never move and never. I'm thankful for it this morning. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have somebody I could lean on and go to in the time of trouble. And you wouldn't either. You wouldn't either. Because we all go there. If we've known the Lord, that's where we go when we get in trouble, ain't it? Absolutely, that's where we go. You can get off by yourself or you can be among people, but you can just get down and go to talking to the Lord. And it said they heard his voice. I believe it said in the Garden of Eden. Walking. Heard his voice of walking. You ever heard it of walking? You got to get pretty close if you hear it walking. Good to be here with you this morning. We covet your prayers that you'd pray for us for just a few minutes. I'm going to read some very familiar scripture in your hearing this morning. If you'll turn with us to the second chapter, or second Chronicles, it is second Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And I told Brenda coming up here, I may have read and preached on this here before. I don't know. I don't write it down when I preach on it, and I don't try to keep up with it because I worry enough about it. And I may have preached on this chapter. I don't know. But it's what the Lord's laid on my heart, and that's all I know to do. I thought about these singers singing songs. They sang them over and over and over and over and over. And it gets to bothering them sometime when they've sung them so many times. And, you know, and if they, well, but if the Lord lays it on their heart, they sang it anyhow. They sang it anyhow. I have preached on this chapter, I know, three or four times in my life. And it bothers me to have to do it again, but I can't help it. It's what I got on my heart, and I'll say this, it won't be the same words that I preached the other time. I thought about singing songs. I've sang songs, and I've sung of a thousand times, but they're the same words over and over and over and over and over. But a message is not the same. I'll guarantee you a man cannot preach the same message. There ain't no way in the world he can do it. Not if he minds the Lord. So it's new. So you just pray for us, but in the situation and the circumstance that we're in, this chapter come to us, and all I know to do is read it and appreciate the song service this morning, just every song. Just went right together. A wonderful message. If you just listen to the songs that were sung this morning, we've already had a message if you would listen to them. A wonderful message in them songs. As you pray, Starting with the first verse, and it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came together against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There came a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the other side of Syria, and behold, they be in which is Gedad. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people, Israel, and give us it to the seed of Abraham, a friend of God? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our afflictions, then wilt thou hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came up out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they rewarded us to come to cast us out of our possessions, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benadad, the son of Jezreel, I can't pronounce these names, but you can read them. The Levite of the sons of Asaph came of the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, heareth ye all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jezreel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of Kohath had stood up in the presence of the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Praise the Lord God. I'll get it in a minute. Stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe the prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when they heard, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambush against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, uttered to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, each one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came to, toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with their dead bodies and precious jewels which they stripped off from themselves, off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering all the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beshek, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the valley of, until this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat to the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemy. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was upon all the kingdoms of those country when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemy of Israel. And I'm going to stop there. I'm just stammering around. I have a hard time reading some of them words, and I get nervous when I can't read them, and then I get worse. So that's all I feel like reading. But you pray for just a few minutes that I can get her out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands this morning. And I don't know, this morning, this is a thought maybe that God gave me, and that's all I know to do is just try to follow that of the Lord this morning. I'm a thought that God gave me. God can take care of it. This morning, no matter what it is and what we're facing, we got a God that can take care of it this morning. Just as sure as we're here, thank God we've got one this morning. I'm not talking about just any gods. There's many gods in this world, but there ain't but one can take care of mine and your problem this morning. Amen. And we all got them. This day and time that we live in, and we need help with them. I'm glad I got somebody I can go to, Bruce, and call upon and get some help this morning. Amen. Thank God. Here, the children of Judah and Jerusalem, Joseph and Turkey had got in trouble because their enemy had invaded them and was going to destroy them this morning. Amen. I'll say this, in the day and time that me and you live in, look like the whole world is against the church and trying to do away with her and destroy me and you and take away our freedom of worship. That's what they after, to get rid of our freedom of worship. But I'll tell you this, by the authority of God's word, they gonna be faith here when the Lord says it's enough. We don't know what we're facing in this walk of life. But I'll say this. We're facing problems on every hand. If Bruce said a while ago, God don't have no respect to person. Amen. We liable to come to with anything disease-wise. I'll say this. There's something going to tear us out of this walk of life. I don't know what it may be, but I'll say this. God's got somewhere. He's going to tear us all out. And Roy, whatever way he wants to carry me out, it's all right with me. Because I've got a God that knows the best. Amen. I got a God that knows, yes, sir, what's best. I'm trusting Him this morning. He wants to carry me on home. Praise God, I'm ready to go. Amen. Listen, in here he is. I know this old fleshly man wants to stay here and live on for many years, but I know by nature I'm wearing out. And praise God, this thing you're looking at is going back to the dust of the earth from where it come from. But ain't you glad for the hope we got in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ come into this world? He didn't get His own way. No, He didn't. He wanted to live in the flesh just like me and you do. But He knowed He couldn't, praise God, and me and you have the plan of salvation to come. It took His death, His burial, His resurrection for me and you could have life this morning, and is willing to give His life for whatever it took, and it took Him this morning. Amen. And it pleased God Almighty to offer His soul up an offering for sin. Yes, it did. Why did it please Him? Because He saw me and you sitting right here in Mountain View Church this morning. Amen. That there was going to be a few that would believe the word. He said, you believe in God, you'll be established. Ain't you glad you're established in something this morning? Every wind that comes and every rain that comes and everything that comes against you, praise God, you're established in the Word and you're able to stand whatever comes by trusting the Lord this morning. It said, believe the prophets and you shall prosper. What is that? Believe the Word. What the Word says. Amen. Get established in Him. Believe in Him. And I'll say this. You'll prosper. Every which way you turn, you'll prosper this morning. The Ammonites and the Moabites and Mount Seir and a lot of the other countries come against Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah and Jerusalem to destroy them, do away with them. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say, you might not understand what I'm trying to say, and I may not get out where you can understand what I'm trying to say.
These people's out here in the streets burning and tearing up and busting windows out, burning cars and buildings and everything else, and destroying, praise God, people's property. They're looking for something, but they're looking for it in the wrong way. They're looking for peace and happiness and freedom. That's what they hollered. Hell to find the Lord. Praise God, they'd get it this morning. They honestly think, I reckon if they do away with Christianity, do away with the church, just forget about God altogether, they won't have to, praise God, give an account of their life. That's a lie of the devil. They're standing before a just God today. Amen. And God's judging them for that that they're doing. Do wrong. Christian folks, see if God Almighty don't lay the chastening rod upon you. He will do it. Even though we're His, we're His children. But I'll say this, He's going to make me and you wish we'd have minded Him. I promise you that. I didn't always mind my daddy and mother. I went contrary to what they want me to do. But Robert, they laid the chastening rod on me, and thank God for it. You ever got in such a shape till backslid and just got in such a shape till the Lord just beat you to death? And you just got, took all you could take of it. And you had to have some relief. You know what you done? Got on your face somewhere and asked the Lord to forgive you for your sorry ways. You know what happened when you done that? You come up from there shouting joy and had peace once again. Christ Himself prayed, Father, for any other way, let this cup pass from me. But He said, not my will, but Thy will be done. Three times He prayed that prayer. There wasn't no other way. No other way. They searched heaven, searched the earth, beneath the earth, found no other way. But He said, Father, I'll go and I'll pay their sin debt. Let me say this. He knew from the very beginning what it was going to cost Him. He counted the cost before He come. Amen. And He knowed exactly what He's going to have to pay. Amen. And I'll tell you what it cost. It cost heaven's very best. Because God Almighty give us heaven's very best when He give us His Son. Amen. Without sin and without spot. Come to be the sacrifice that God Almighty accepted for mine and your sins. Thank God He did. We wouldn't have a hope if He hadn't. No, sir. But listen, I'll try to get back on the lesson. Those people come against Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat was just like me and you. When things come against us in this life, and we in the flesh, you know what happens? We get scared, slapped to death. I was pretty scared coming up here this morning. But I'll tell you right now, the scaredness is about gone. Amen. I was terrified coming this way. Because I was in Earl. I was in the flesh. But when the Lord comes, thank God He can get us out of the fearness. Amen. And give us some joy in this thing. Just as sure as we're here. Listen. Listen. Jehoshaphat went to praying and seeking the Lord. And church, I'm not trying to get on to you this morning. Don't take it wrong. I hope it's a blessing to you and a help to you. But listen, if me and you get through the trouble and we want to see peace in the world, its life, amen. You know what the church is going to have to do? Get down and go to praying. Amen. God can turn this thing around. Don't tell me He can't. It's coronavirus. It's spread all over the world. Not just in the United States. It covers the whole world. But let me tell you something. God can wipe it out right now. If He wants to, He's got the power to do it. He's just waiting on the church to go to crying. Is God any different today than He was back then? If He was, we might well go home, live like the devil. Do anything this old flesh wants to do. Forget about Him. He said, I'm the same yesterday, day, and forevermore. I changeth not. I'm an Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last. You can't break the Scriptures. You can go against them, but you can't break them. Amen. Amen. They ain't gonna change, Danny. They're forever settled. They're the Scriptures. They're the Word. And it ain't gonna change for me or you or nobody else. Amen. Said all Judah and all the cities of Judah gathered together to seek the Lord's help. Amen. I'll say this. If all churches, and I know they're just one church, but there's many branches, I'll say this, scattered out all over this world. Groups. Amen. Amen. But just one church. But if the church, all of them, would come together, get down and pray and cry to God, God would heal this land. According to the Word. They prayed and they prayed. They seek the Lord's help. And Jehoshaphat had some questions. I read you a couple of verses that was asking questions. He said, ain't you the God of our fathers? And ain't you got all power and might? Whatever you say goes, in other words. Didn't you choose Abraham's seed, a man of God? Didn't they build you a sanctuary? And said, whosoever stand before this house and your name's here and call upon the Lord, if pestilence or swords or famine come and they cried unto you, wouldn't you hear them? How many times have we questioned the Lord? How many times we said, why, Lord, me? Why did this have to happen to so-and-so? I don't know why, and you don't either. And we might not never know in this walk of life, but let me tell you something, God's got a reason. God's got a reason why it happens. These people had got away from the Lord. There's His church. Judah, Jehoshaphat was a man of God. They was His church. They had got away from the Lord. Here come their enemies against them. They're scared to death. They went to seeking the Lord, and the Lord showed up. Yeah. Didn't he do it? Sure he showed up. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. My grace is sufficient for every need. He's always come to the church's rescue. Look from Genesis to Revelations and see when the church or individual cried out to God Almighty appeared to them and delivered them out of their troubles. Amen. I'm going to say this, America. God is trying to prove us today where we'll stand for Him or not. Yeah. And I'll say this, I hate the sabotage. Many of them went aside and left. I hate to say it, but it's fact. Used to be when the church house would be slap full, you couldn't get a seat. Now it's getting down just a handful most places. Amen. Y'all ain't no different than nobody else. We the same way as stoners. And I'm not saying I'm going to tempt God for nothing. No, sir, I fear Him. I'm not going to tempt God and dare God to do this or do that. I know God can do it. I'm going to respect Him, oh, amen. And I'm going to, listen, I'm going to try to do what the Lord lays on my heart to do if it takes my life. You hear me? I've come this far trusting Him. He's got me this far, thank God. Susan, and I've been able to rejoice on the way. Amen. Not all the time, but there's been a few times I've been able to rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing you give me. I found something brutal that satisfied me. Huh? I ain't looking for nothing else. Because I know there ain't nothing else out there that can satisfy your soul. Amen. But the Lord Himself, I'm satisfied. I ain't looking for nothing else. I know, pray God, He'll take care of me. You say, you might leave today, I might do it, but He's took care of me. Amen. Lord bless me, Thursday, I turned 74 years old. And I'll say this, from the bottom of my heart, God's blessed me, so boy. Amen. Got a wonderful wife, best woman in the world. I don't care about what y'all show me. I hope y'all think that about y'all. Best in the world. God give her to me. I got two children. Both of them's in church. Amen. We got three grandchildren. All of them been saved. Praise God. And I got to baptize them all. Got to marry one other day. Amen. And if I live long enough, I may get to marry the other two. Amen. But I'll say that God has blessed this old boy. Nothing that I've ever done don't deserve it. But the people of Judea and Jehoshaphat was in trouble. They didn't have three or four nations coming. They had a multitude of coming after them. Amen. And he said, what are we going to do against this great company of people? He said, Lord, our eyes are upon You. That's where we need to put our eyes. Put them upon the Lord and say, Lord, I've done all I can do, all I know to do. Now I'm watching You. Let You work a while. Well, if we'll get there, you hear me? God will show us what He can do. And He won't only show the church what He can do, He'll show the whole world what He can do. Yes, sir. He said, Jehoshaphat, Jehazarel, Spirit of the Lord got upon him. He told Jehoshaphat, don't you fear or be dismayed, because the Lord's going to be with you. You tell the people, go down yonder where I tell them to go and watch and see what happens. Did you go down yonder to the cliff, Ziph, and you stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord? Huh? You talking about a front row seat, ringside seat. They're standing up on a bluff looking off down there on top of the enemy, watching everything that went on. What? Read and see if they didn't. The Bible said the children of Ammon and Moab rose up against Mount Seir and slew every one of them. Them that was supposed to be helping them. God's people standing up on the cliff watching it going on and didn't even have to raise a sword, because He said, it ain't your fight, it's God's battle. Amen. It ain't our fight. But I'll say this, if God's people do what they ought to do, God will show up and let me and you see Him working today. Yeah, we face problems all the time, don't know what to do. Sure we do. Y'all face them here at Mountain View too. You don't know what to do. But let me just encourage you. You follow whatever the Lord says and it'll be all right. Get self out of the way. Get Him out of the way. And listen to the voice that's talking. He'll speak. Listen, they stood there and watched Him. Mount Ammonites and the Moabites destroyed Mount Seir. And then they turned on themselves and destroyed one another. Amen. They wasn't all one of them left alive in that valley. And the children of Judah stood there and watched it happen right in the front of their eyes. What are you saying? I'm saying God Almighty can hear, He heal this land. He can take care of this virus. He can take care of what's going on today. Pray God, and then you can stand on the sideline and watch it. If we'll meet the conditions. They had to meet the conditions before God come down there and done it. They come together, all of them come together to seek the Lord's help. And they got out and prayed and begged God Almighty to come to the rescue, because they didn't have no way in the world to get out of the trouble it's in. How many times have we done the same thing? Get down and just pray, Lord, forgive me for my unconcernedness and slackness. And forgive me that I didn't believe you and trust you. And the Lord speak to your heart. Say, son, you're mine. I know you ain't but flesh. Now I'm long suffering, not any should perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. I'll just bless you again. Amen. Amen. That's a fact. He'll do it. I've had some experience with it. That's the reason I can tell you about these things. I've had some experience about it. I've got a little bit of knowledge about it, praise God, because I've had the experiences with Him. I'm serving a God that's got all power in heaven and earth. And don't you rule over all men? That's what Jehoshaphat asked him. And Lord, we've run as far as we can go, and we can't go no further. We got to have some help. Well, they got some help. He said, either they saw them all die in the, down there in the valley. He said, go down there and get the jewels and the precious things off of their dead bodies. The Bible said there's so much of it till it took 3 days to gather up all the riches and the spoil that they had down there. You ever tried to gather up all the blessings of God to give you after you got victory? There ain't no way you can gather them all up. They'll last you a while. Yeah, they will. They'll last you a while. You can eat on them next week. Thank God next month. How do you think they done with the 12 baskets they gathered up of the little lads, fishes and loaves? They eat on them. Thank God down the road.
Amen.
He don't just feed me and you on Sunday morning, boys. I can eat off his table on Monday morning or Friday evening when I get Earl out of the way. How many blessings when you pray and in trouble, and I mean in trouble now, and pray and the Lord comes on the scene and helps you, can you put a price on the treasures that he give you? They ain't no way under the sun. Money can't buy this. They've tried to buy it. They've tried to purchase, but they can't. No, sir, it's a gift of God. Hey, man, it's just a gift of God. Ain't nothing, Lord, it'll satisfy your soul like the Spirit of God Almighty. Amen. He'll make an old man feel like a young man. Amen. Right now, I feel like I could jump that pulpit. I'd probably get my killing if I tried it, but I feel like it. Amen. Amen. And if the Lord told me to, I probably would try it. But listen, it's wonderful what the Lord can do to you. I ain't got no problems right now. I may have when I get home. Brenda told me, said, you better be easy today. Don't get so, preach so hard. I'm having a little problem with my ticker. That's the reason she told me that. But how in the world can you stop it? I just can't do it. And I ain't a-going to. I don't know no better place to go out than in a meeting house anyhow to meet my Lord. I seen your daddy do it. One of the greatest things I ever seen. Amen. I was here the night he left here. Amen. It's just a piece that come all over us all. Amen. Note his gold. Got up and testified just a few minutes before and told about how good the Lord was. Sat down right there on that bench and said, ooh, now he's gone. Amen. If that's the way the Lord wants me, praise the Lord. Jehoshaphat, they said, you tell them children of Israel now to come on down here to the wilderness. And you know what Jehoshaphat done? He got them a song to sing. Yeah, he got them a song to sing. Said, we going down there and we going to open our voices loud and sing praises unto our God. What will it make you do, church? When the Lord blesses you, you got a song to sing. Sure you have. You want to tell somebody about it. And right there had been sitting at the piano and playing and singing ever since I knowed her, and that's been a good while ago. There's something in our drive that. Something in our goes to staring just a little bit and she can't help it. That's the way it ought to be with all of us. Amen. Some of you this morning just couldn't help it for saying something. There's a couple of them right there. Just couldn't help it. Lord, it blessed them. They just won't tell the church how good the Lord is. Three days has gathered up them all them riches and all them spoils, and then on the fourth day, what did they do? Praise the Lord God Almighty and blessed His holy name. And that valley's still named that today. Go to the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus and you'll find almost the same story that I read in your hearing this morning. Read it if you don't believe it. 14th chapter of Exodus. He delivered the children of Israel through the Red Sea. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What happened to the enemy? They died in the Red Sea. Their bodies washed upon the shores, never to be seen no more. Amen. We wonder why, and the children of Israel wondered why. Lord, why didn't you let us just take care of the children of Ammon and Moab when we come through that country and just go ahead and destroy them in? And you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't let us go in and invade them and destroy them in. Now this is how they've come to reward us, to take away our possessions that you've given us. Let me say this. The Lord ain't going to let me and you get victory over everything that's going to face me and you in this life at one time. No, He ain't. Roy, I know you're a little older than I am, and you're still having problems with the world, with this old flesh. You have to fight Him every day. That's what keeps us in line, children. That's what keeps us going to the cross and begging the Lord to help us. That's the reason He wouldn't let them. That's the reason He wouldn't let them go in there and utterly destroy them. Amen. He knowed down the road He needed the children of Judah to humble themselves, or children of Israel to bow and humble themselves and call on Him. If you're here today and don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, who are you going to go to? When it comes down to the dying hour, and you know it, and know your end's come, have you got somebody you can trust and look to? If you ain't got no hope. And you know, according to the Word of God, exactly where you're going. I'll say this, if you're here lost and the Lord's done showed you you are lost, you done know where you're going. You don't have to wait till you get down to the dying hour to know where you're going. You already know and you're scared to death. If you're in fear this morning, you can come right here, and get down and ask the Lord to help you. And I promise you right now, God Almighty will come to your rescue and help you. And if you ain't been saved, He'll save you and give you eternal life. And when you leave this walk of life, you'll forever be with God Almighty, your Creator. Right now, you're separated. If you're lost, you're separated from Him. Amen. You're separated from Him, your Creator. You're outside of the church. And you're no longer part of it. Or you'll have it or not. You're dead, transgressed in your sins. And you'll remain in death for eternity until you come and get resurrected from the dead. What? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appointed unto man once to die, and after this is judgment. You say, that's out yonder. No, it ain't. You can disagree with me if you want to. It ain't out yonder. He's pointed to come to me and you one time and knock at our hearts. The word come, sin revived, and I died. Commandment came. God's word came, and I died. And you did too. But I come to him and he resurrected me from the dead. And death has no more dominion over me. I've been made alive forevermore. Yeah, this old flesh is going to die. He didn't save the flesh. Dust it is, and dust shall thou return. Brenda's got a t-shirt and it says dust, something about dust. We were made out of dust. We're going to return to dust. That's the reason I don't dust. We are just dust of the earth. But I'm glad there's a spirit in here that dwells. That's eternal. Soul of man's eternal. While we stand, get a verse for song. Don't know your heart. Don't know where you're at. Don't know what you need. But I know a God that's got all power, can do all things. And he can satisfy your soul this morning if you'll come to him. If you ain't satisfied, he can satisfy you if you'll just come. Cry out to him, call upon him, seek him. You'll find him. While we sing.